Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here, too, wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening. We don't care. We're just glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danzinger is here, too. I'm glad she's back on the show with us because she has been with us before. She's introduced us some pretty cool ideas. She is the author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, and she's got a new book out. It's going to be out real soon, if not right now. I'm not sure. We'll get her to tell us about that. Let Them Eat Cake, Marketing Luxury to the Masses as Well as to the Classes. And this is a topic, as I said to you earlier, folks, that I really want you and me to focus on, because I think what Pam is talking about is the essence of the key to our success. Pam Danzinger, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yes.
And it's like a dream come true for you to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Pam, I'm really excited about your new book, by the way.
Well, thank you. And it is out. It is out.
Okay, good. Good. Yes. Well, see, I got an early uncorrected proof, which I appreciate you sending to us. I didn't know where it was in that process. But I'm glad to know that. You know, one of the things that I've been telling my audience, two things for a long time, is number one, don't try to sell to everybody because you don't really need to do business with everybody. You don't want to do business with everybody.
You bet.
Focus on those people that really want what you want. Not only that do they need what you want, they want what you want, what you sell, I should say.
Right.
And forget about selling people what they need. Only sell them what they want. What do you think?
Right. Oh, well, I agree with you 100%, and that's a principle of both of my books, which is really understand the consumer, understand their mindset, and then deliver on the desires and the passions that they have rather than, you know, on needs, because that's where the money is. And, you know, it's a lot of times when people say the word luxury or luxury market, they kind of get a real confused idea.
Yeah,
of what
I was
that
wondering
means.
About that, because when you talk about luxury, for a lot of us, when we think of luxury, even I know a lot of people who can have luxury if they wanted it. They don't think of them as luxury kind of folks.
Yes, well, that's right. And, you know, it's a term that I use to describe, people's buying things that they don't need, so desire. So luxuries can be big or little. But, you know, there's this confusion that luxury really is only about Fifth Avenue in New York or Rodeo Drive in California and nothing in between. But, you know, the luxury market, as I define it, is consumers with incomes of $75,000 and above. Household incomes. And that's the top 25% of U.S. households.
Right.
So, you know, when we say $75,000 and above, a lot of people, you know, say, well, that isn't a luxury consumer. But, you know, they are empowered and they will buy luxury in many different categories and have the incomes to do it. So, you know, luxury isn't really what we used to think about it. The old luxury ideal used to be luxury defined really by the product itself. You know, it was this brand. It was a Mercedes.
It was also kind of unattainable, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. It's something like, you know, that Paris Hilton can enjoy,
right,
but not anybody else can.
Only people that you see on television. You know, you said something a minute ago that I want to come back to a minute, Pam. You said that's where the money is. But I'll tell you the way I want to say it to our small business audience is, that's where the margin is.
Yeah, but that's
where
true.
That's where those outrageous margins are. Is
yes.
A luxury.
Well, you know, I just got an email. I mean, in my book, I have my email address, and I encourage people to, you know, send comment to me that this is,
right,
you know, because this is kind of my book is sort of like the start of a dialogue with my readers. And I had a man that he and his wife are setting up a small business. I mean, mean, a mom and pop small business in luxury pets. And so he was he wanted to know, how, am I doing the right thing? Am I going in the right direction? Or should I come in with discount pet food, to appeal to the bargain hunters? And
right.
My advice to him is you've got to look to, go as high as you can, push the envelope as high as you can, because people really are empowered today with cash. So it isn't just a money decision. It isn't just where is the cheapest price, but it's like, where can I get my desire satisfied? That's why there's such a difference between shopping at, and these are in the same class, a Target versus shopping at Kmart. I mean, you feel like when you're shopping in Kmart, you're kind of slumming. It's kind of like, it's really, it gives you a slumming kind of feeling in a neighborhood that you don't really want to be in. But when you shop at Target, and every time I go in there, it's like there's always something that I find that's intriguing and interesting.
Well, and my friends actually prefer to say that they're going to Target.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And you can, because they really do deliver a much better and much more luxurious experience. So
hold that thought, folks. We're going to get Pam. We're going to try to get her to get excited about this topic right after these messages. When we come back, I'm going to ask Pam, what does time have to do with luxury? I think it does, and I'll get her to tell us what she thinks about that. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Mark Knopfler to take us out. Sylvia, ladies and gentlemen, that's a classic. Going way back. Doesn't get any better than that. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Pam Danziger probably doesn't remember Mickey and Sylvia, but do you like that music, Pam?
Oh, I remember it.
You do?
I remember it.
Well, I wasn't
going to say I like it. I like
I wasn't going to say, Pam. I didn't want to date you. I was going to let you do that yourself. The book is called Let Them Eat Cake. I love that title, Marketing Luxury to the Masses as Well as to the Classes. That's her new book. And the first book that we've talked about in the past is called Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Pam, give us your website and tell us where your books are available.
Okay, the website is www.unitymarketingonline.com, and the books are available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and they're at selected Barnes & Nobles throughout the country. We found it in some places.
And it's Pamela N. Danziger, by the way, folks, if you're looking at on the title of the book, on the cover of the book, I should say. Pam, you've identified eight things that we should know about marketing luxury. But I want to, before we get into those, I want to ask you this question. I believe that time is one of the most important elements of acquiring luxury. Let me give you my example for me, because I'm like a lot of people. I don't always think of myself as a luxury kind of guy, but whenever I have the opportunity to spend $6 to get valet parking, so I don't have to go to the deck and find a parking space and then walk all the way back. There are many, many times in my life when it's worth $6 for me not to have to lose that time. And that's a little bit of a luxury. A lot of people consider that to be extravagant. They wouldn't do it because they just couldn't stand the idea of spending $6. But there are a lot of people out there who that time is really valuable to them. And even if they do consider it to be a luxury, they're prepared to do it. Now, forget the parking thing. It could be a lot of different ways that we save people time, and it'd be part of luxury marketing.
Right.
Least to me. What do you think?
Right. Well, that's absolutely true. And that's one of the things that you need to know, one of those eight things that you need to know about the luxury market, is that they are very similar in many, many ways, and there's only differences of degree, not of kind. And one of the distinguishing characteristics of the luxury consumer, and again, these are people making $75,000 and above, is that they are very involved and very active professionally in their careers. So that they're very busy people. They are multitasking with lots of responsibilities, and they have, they have children at home, and they have lots of responsibilities. So that time is, in fact, one of the things that they have least of, so that they will opt for time-saving measures in many, many different situations. But, you know, it's sort of a difference of degree versus kind. Now, I will park my car, and that's just because I want that walking exercise, you know, taking me from the parking lot to wherever I'm going.
Right.
But one of my luxuries is, and I spend a lot of money, you know, I sort of pay a premium buying clothes on the Internet because I don't have time to go to a store and, you know, get in the dressing room and try on all these different clothes and blah, blah, blah. So I will order online all the time, pay the premium of that shipping and handling charge. Often I have to return it and, you know, get another outfit, different size or whatever.
But that's a form of luxury to you,
yeah,
isn't it?
That is. It's the price I pay for the convenience. And I think, you know, as you find income levels going up, again, the higher the income, probably the more successful and more involved they are in business, the more likely they are to opt for convenience over money.
But you know, now, Pam, you keep bringing up the income levels, and I agree with you about that. But I'd like to, I want to make sure people don't get hung up on that, because there are people who don't make $75,000 who still feel that they want some kind of luxury.
Yeah.
And don't miss that opportunity. But
well. Yeah, and can I say, you know, yeah. In my book, I just worked the numbers about, because we do survey people from $50,000 to $75,000 about what they purchase as luxuries and how much they spend. And if you work the numbers and just project them into, you know, terms of total number of households in those income brackets, what you find is that the total market potential of the incomes from $50,000 to $75,000, the upper middle is what I call that, is actually larger in totality than the entire affluent market.
Let's talk about some of those things that you say we all need to know about today's luxury marketing.
Okay, well, I mean, one of the things, I mean, that, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, saving time and convenience and money, you know, spending a little bit more for convenience. But, you know, price really is, the luxury consumer today is really looking for a good value. Not necessarily, you know, they're bargain shoppers in the sense that they want to spend less and get more.
And they know what things are worth, too.
Yeah, they're very highly, highly skilled at shopping. I mean, that's another characteristic.
That's one thing
the
Internet has done. It's made us all smarter shoppers, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's no question about it. So that if you're in business, what you really have to do is think about ways of enhancing the value, giving more luxury value, and charging less. And I have a kind of this is advanced mathematics, so forgive me when we talk about it, but it's really like you have to take the value and triple the value of the product, but only double the cost. Mm-hmm. And that's where then the equation is factored for the luxury consumer,
so
yet you're getting more money.
And when you talk about tripling the value, that doesn't have to mean that it costs you triple to deliver it.
Oh, heavens no, because luxury is, I mean, you know, luxury really is in the romance and the perception.
It's what they want, not what they need.
You know, one of the things in women's fashion that's very interesting, if you watch women's fashion, women pay a lot more. Designer fashions have much brighter colors. Now, you can't tell me that it costs more to dye a piece of fabric a brighter, more vibrant color than another, you know,
well,
one
Pam,
shade of red versus another.
And, Pam, my audience listens to this show all the time to get my women's fashion expertise. They love that part of the show. I told them all those things you just said many times before.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Stand by, Pam. Quick break, 10 till. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I've never seen We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Pam Danziger is our guest. Pam, give us your website, please.
My website is www.unitymarketingonline.com.
And we can find out more about your books there, can't we?
Yes, you certainly can, and you can actually click on and order them.
All right, yeah, you can buy the book right there. And folks, really, I'm serious about what Pam talks about when I say that you should check out her books. And I really believe that as near as anybody that In Our Brain Trust, that what Pam talks about in both of her books, the new one, Let the Meat Cake, and the other one, the previous one, Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, I think if you read that and if you think about some of the things you've heard me say about where the margins are, the margins, which is where you're going to make your outrageous profits and have outrageous success, the margins are not in price wars.
Right.
Pam, as you heard me say before, the price war is over, and we lost. Don't fight that war anymore. Start your own campaign, which is, and I love what you said about triple the benefit and double the price.
Yeah.
And the thing is that double the price, depending on how you triple the benefit, you might be able to double the price and not have any extra cost.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about price is so interesting is it does send a very important message to
price
the consumer.
Price point is important, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it's sort of a takeoff on that famous line of Groucho Marx, is that I don't want to belong to any club that would have me as a member. I don't want to buy any product that's too cheap.
There was a movie a while back with Tony Curtis. I think it was called Perfume, but I can't remember. He was in the perfume business, and he was sitting around the table with all of his executives. They had a new line out, and it just was not selling. And he asked his executives, a lot of young kids too were sitting at the table, and he said, "What should we do?" And one kid said, "Maybe we should lower the price."
Yeah.
And he said, "No. You're fired." And he looked at another kid and he said, "What do you think we should do?" He said, "I think we should raise the price." He said, "Exactly." And they raised the price and it started selling.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it sends a very powerful message that people aren't aware of or not thinking
right.
about many
Let's
times.
Talk about one of the other things that you think we should know about luxury consumers.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the other things that I think is most interesting is that, you know, while they are you know, interested in finding, you know, value, they also are highly invested in their lifestyles. And these are not people that go out on a limb, you know, and put, you know, big money into debt, because they are really highly invested in their lifestyles. And like 90%, again, the image of the luxury consumer, which, you know, for some people is Paris Hilton, is like that's not the reality. 90% of the luxury consumers today arose or had their family of origin came from middle class backgrounds.
Blue collar, probably a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot. You know, and so the idea of Donald Trump and Martha Stewart and Bill Gates and Ted Turner, all of those super, super rich, and Oprah Winfrey, all the super, super rich people today came from, you know, very modest middle class and even lower middle class backgrounds. So these people are very highly invested in their lifestyles, and they don't want to put anything at risk. So these are the type of people who do pay off their credit cards every month and don't go out on a limb and don't buy beyond their means. Now, their means are far greater than the average American household, but you know what? They're not putting themselves on a limb. So that's why, you know, if you want to become a member of this luxury affluent group, it's you really need to be careful with your resource and spend only to what you're able to really bear.
Let me democratize this idea a little bit that you're talking about with this example. If you're in, if you have a quick oil change company, a quick lube kind of a company, and you might say, well, you know, what's that got to do with luxury? Well, you know what? You've got the drive up, the people who can come up, who want to drive up, and they just want to pay $19.95 and get their oil changed. But there may be people out there, and it may not matter how much money they make, who would pay you $39.95 if you go get their car and bring it back to them after you change their oil.
Well, that's thinking in the luxury way, because, you know, really, it isn't, you know, when we think about price, it isn't a number,
right.
You know, it isn't one number. It's a range, and what is the market willing to bear?
And what it cost you to do that was a part-time, you know, college kid or high school kid that you're paying $5.50 an hour, and it took him 20 minutes to do that, and you doubled your price for nothing but just the delivery.
Yeah, that's true. And
that's what you mean. That's what you're talking about.
That's thinking
triple
in
the
a luxury
value,
way.
Double the price.
Exactly. Exactly.
And there
you
are people
it.
Out there. Everybody won't do that, but some people will.
Oh, a lot of people will, and more people in the future.
More people than we think, Pam. And unfortunately, we run out of time, but will you come back soon?
Well, I sure would. I'd love to come back and talk about my new book, which is about what's next, the future
of
shopping.
We'll do that, but we still got more to talk about on this luxury thing. I like where you're going here, Pam. Thanks, Pam, for being here. We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the new book, Let Them Eat Cake. It's all about selling to luxury folks. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. You know who they are. It's you, small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.